The budget deficit is not our fault, and we should not be made to pay for it.
UW-Madison freshman Janelle Wise says under the proposal to cut the budget and hike tuition to pay for it, she would pay about $700 more next year to go to college. Many students said they were excused from class to rally on the Capitol with their professor's blessing because the teachers don't want to see the cuts either. Governor Doyle's budget proposes cutting $250 million from the university system and allowing an 18% tuition hike to make up $150 million of it. Beth Richland took a bus to Madison from UW-Stevens Point, where she's a senior.
I keep paying more and more, and I keep getting less and less. I mean, you wait in line longer, you get less classes, you get less professors.
I'm just here because I came from UW-Eau Claire, so it was like a three-hour drive, and it's going to be a three-hour drive back.
Rachel Boaz was among a smaller group of students who dropped off literature and petitions at legislators' offices. They targeted members of the Budget Writing Committee, but those legislators are on the road and out of the Capitol. Maggie Brown is Legislative Affairs Director for United Council, a statewide student association.
There's an 18% tuition increase, but there's a huge reduction in the quality of our universities. We're losing on the UW-Madison campus, for example, 200 classes, 70 faculty members, and a number of student services.
Brown says students are willing to accept some tuition hike, but she sees a 12% increase as the absolute ceiling.
It's not great. You know, it's really hard for me and for students to say we're going to pay more in tuition because we're paying more for so much less. Less professors, less majors. We're cutting majors, at least three on every campus, but students seem to pay more.
Student leaders say despite the budget picture, legislators have been receptive to student concerns about program cuts and tuition hikes. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.